Okay, welcome to this Strengthening Families and Communities Forum. I'm so happy you can attend here or online. And our next speaker is yours truly. For those who don't know me, I am the founder of Urban Life Training. Come on up, Stacy. But anyway, I have two children, two grandchildren. This is my wife, Stacy. Aww. We're married 40 years. So yeah, I'm going to share my first presentation at this time. Did you want to say anything, Stace? Mm-hmm.
God bless you all. You know, Patty, you kind of remember to think God is not dead. Well, you and people like this are proving that. You know?
Amen. Two parts, two basically of my presentation. So, the first one, I guess you could say, is more like internally or spiritual, and another one is more about how to, you know, really actualize what we're talking about absence-centered education. The mission of Urban Life Training is, Urban Life Training raises youth leaders to develop good character and to model and teach about the benefits of sexual abstinence in preparation for marriage and successful family formation. We provide directive absence-centered health education through our community network of trained parents and community leaders. Urban Life Training chapters carry out the Urban Life Training mission in their local areas. Vision. Every youth from middle school through high school will receive education about the benefits of abstinence and will have the opportunity to hear from peers who believe in abstinence. Accountability and peer mentoring relationships will be set up between older youth or adults of the same sex who believe in abstinence. Middle school youth will be STAR, Students Teaching Abstinence Responsibility Guides for Upper Elementary. High school youth will be STAR Guide Mentors for middle school youth. College youth will be STAR Guide Mentors for high school youth. This will greatly reduce the rate of HIV, AIDS, STDs, out of wedlock, births, and heartbreak. So this is a resolution for the adoption of character and abstinence-based sexual health education. Whereas parents are the primary teachers of their children, and whereas virtually all parents want their children to abstain from sexual activity while of school age, and being that the purpose of sexual health education is to help you succeed in life, and whereas premature sexual activity is correlated with increased use of alcohol and drugs, poor academic performance, emotional stress, increased risk of suicide, infection with sexually transmitted disease, and unwanted pregnancy, be it hereby resolved by Jefferson County Board of Education that the primary purpose of all sexual education curricula in Jefferson County will be to teach the benefits of abstaining from all types of sexual activity and physical sexual contact while of school age. Marriage will be presented as an attainable goal and the appropriate and morally acceptable place for sexual activity when we become legal adults, and also as the most beneficial arrangement for the children that may be born to married parents. Since the discussion of same-sex attraction and gender identity is not conducive to these goals, and same-sex attraction cannot be confirmed without physical sexual contact, these topics will not be included in the sexual education curriculum. Further, the prevention of child abuse through affirming each child's agency is an important goal of sexual health education. Therefore, young children will be taught that no one should touch them in the area covered by their bathing suit. Older children will be taught that no one should touch their sexual organs or other body parts in any way inappropriately. So this is something I want to work with other people on to get introduced here, but also, you know, hopefully you can introduce this in your own local area. Bring it to the Board of Education. I'm planning to do that here. And, you know, talk about, ask them to adopt this. It's needed, obviously. So here's the premise of this forum in general. To break the generational cycle of outside of wedlock birth, we need a revolution of abstinence-centered education. Parents should present the expectation of sexual abstinence for marriage to their children, regardless of whether or not they abstain themselves. They should think about what is best for their children's future and speak honestly about their own situation. School and community-based programs such as Urban Life Training can back up parents in making this revolution. In one generation, this can break the cycle of outside of wedlock births and all of the related personal and societal consequences. About Urban Life Training. So we have a decentralized model. All programs are implemented by local chapters of Urban Life Training, and parental involvement is encouraged. There are three parts to the Urban Life Training Program. First is classroom, relationship, intelligence, education. Second is peer counseling. And thirdly, STAR, which means students, teaching, absence, responsibility, leadership, clubs. Part one, classroom, relationship, intelligence, education. So these are a few of the slides that you'll find that, that we use, and you'll also find them on our website. We have a web portal you can subscribe to. So young people, and we all are searching for freedom, but what constitutes like real freedom? Like if you use drugs or you become sexually active, does that prove you're more mature or make you more free? Hardly, right? This shows the three stages of HIV disease. See that there are three stages, and there's a stage where there's no symptoms for up to 2 to 7 years. And then after that, you'll see symptoms like weight loss, diarrhea, fatigue, fever, night sweats, swollen lymph nodes. And after about 7 or 10 years on average, AIDS will be developed at the last stage of HIV disease. This slide, we have a number of reality-based slides, or this whole presentation is really reality-based. That shows a uterus that's infected with chlamydia. It's all pussy. And that shows a cervix. And then you see the pus on the Q-tip there. Chlamydia is a sexually transmitted disease. It's very infectious. There's about a 50% chance of getting it per sexual encounter. It causes painful pee, itching, discharge, but often it's invisible. So without treatment, it can lead to pelvic inflammatory disease, and that can lead to sterility, an inability to have children. Teenage girls are at a higher risk than older women because the cervix isn't yet fully developed. 35,000 teens and young adults are infected with an STD each day. That includes like 10,000 teens and 25,000 young adults. Every day in the U.S. At first, I didn't believe that, but that's actually a correct statistic. 35,000 every day. This is a really interesting slide. So you see here, the dots represent blue boys, pink girls in an actual high school that had over 600 students. And they did this survey, like had the students report anonymously their sexual like liaisons. I guess they had identifier numbers, whatever. So they found out actually that there was this chain of 288 students linked together. Do you think like if the one girl, say, one of the, you know, in one of these pink dots had one relationship or one boy with one boy, do you think they thought they were linked to like 287 other people? Probably not, right? I wouldn't think so. No, I didn't know, but they were. So if any one of those had like a sexually transmitted disease, couldn't it be passed along? Yes, absolutely. That is crazy. But about half of the students aren't on this chart. Why not? Because about half the students were abstaining from sex, so they wouldn't have any effect at all. What about condom use? Well, condoms provide partial protection against STDs. 80% risk reduction for HIV, 50% risk reduction for gonorrhea, chlamydia, genital herpes, HPV, and syphilis. But is that a really good reduction? Like if someone said, would you like a ride in their car? And you said, well, there's about a 50% chance we'll get to our destination. I think you'd decline, right? That's not a good rate of reduction. One of the things we practice in the program is refusal skills. So we'll ask a boy and a girl to come up and practice, which is important, you know, one of the important skills. I love you. Don't you love me? So we'll have the boy say most of these lines, but there's some that the girls say too. If you love me, you'd respect me. I don't need to prove my love. I can't stop. I don't think you'll be so turned off. I get pregnant and you have to sport a baby in high school. Come on, everybody's doing it. Not with me, I'm not everybody. You can trust me. I do trust you to stop pressuring me. Another important thing is to think about, and this is an activity we do too, where you're going. What are your goals in life? So we ask the students to write down if it were guaranteed that you could accomplish any five goals in your life, and only those goals, what would they be? One, what kind of person, these are pointers we give them. What kind of person do you want to be? Whom do you admire? What kind of family do you want to have? What kind of job or career? So we ask them to think about that and then get them to share their answers, whoever wants to. And also another activity is we get them to think about if you became pregnant or if you got, say, an incurable disease like general herpes or what do you say? Yes, or AIDS, you know, how would that affect your life? Teen drinking leads to about 60% of teen STD infections. Why do you think that is? So we ask that.
Well, when you're drinking, you can lose inhibition.
Right. If you're drinking, you know, don't have all your faculties. So, it seems pretty understandable, but yet that's a very common thing, right? So that's something we need to emphasize. And we, in our program, we also promote abstinence from drugs and alcohol too. So we all desire love, but there's confusion about what love is. Does sex equal love? Not really. Half of boys say they've never really thought about what my life would be like if I got someone pregnant as a teen. Shouldn't love be honest? Ask yourself, is this really in the best long-term interest of the one I love? If you're not willing to ask this question, don't say you love. Maybe you're infatuated or whatever, but don't call it love. So there is a place that is recognized in every culture and every country as the best place to have sexual relationships, to have children, because, you know, the children that may be created have a safe and stable environment, and that is called marriage. There is actually a strong pro-marriage belief among youth. 91% of youth young adults ages 13-24 agreed getting married would make me happy. Okie doke. What if you've already had sex? So we know that a lot of students, young people, period, children have already had sex, unfortunately. Well, 6 in 10 sexually active teens regretted and wish they'd waited. 85% of teens believe sex should only occur in long-term relationship. So we encourage secondary virginity, you know, waiting from this time on. So what's a really good gift you can give to your future child? How about two parents who really love each other and their child? That's a good gift. These are some youth who participate in our program. Well, the young lady in the middle is a volunteer. Her name's Rita Sinha. She is married now and has children. She was Miss Teen District of Columbia. Those are some students from Eastern Senior High School, which is on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. That was my local high school where we started working at. That's Nicole, Lakia, a couple other, Milton. So those who made a pledge of abstinence, that's part of our program, delay sex longer, 27 months, and they're more likely to graduate from high school, college, and make more money. This is Charnetta Tyler. She's an alumnus of our program. She did go to Harvard University. She believed I'm worth waiting for. That's her husband, Khalid David. She's now Charnetta David. She's married October 9, 2016. And she has children, a couple children. All right. So part two of the program is classroom peer counseling. And part three is STAR Leadership Clubs. So to give an overview of that, I'm going to play this video.
And I think it's important to be abstinent because there's too many diseases out here. And I think that y'all not mentally ready for sex and the responsibilities that occur. And this is a good program to be in because it teach you about staying abstinent, and it promote abstinence, not safe sex, but abstinent means no sex until marriage.
The reason I joined this program is because in my past, you know, I made a lot of mistakes. And if a girl tell you that she's pregnant, man, right now, that's the worst news you can have, man. I had that before, and I just trying to start over. And if your wife tell you that you're pregnant, that's a good thing to have. But if a girl that you just did it to tell you that she's pregnant, that's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt, man. It's like you want to cry or whatever. It ain't no joke. It's serious. It's serious out here, man. Hey, I had experience of that stuff. And having babies and like, that ain't cool. And AIDS, that is serious and it's scary.
When I get married, I can give my whole heart to another person. Everything that I have. And there won't be a memory of another person in the past.
One more thing I would like to say is I want to stay abstinent until marriage and teach my kids the same thing. Hope they can follow my footsteps and set a good example.
Like, kissing, it doesn't always lead to sex, but the more you get into it, right, kissing will lead to something else, and that will lead to something else. And ultimately, you know, if you let yourself go, it will ultimately lead to sex. And I have found it very valuable that you save everything for one person. Sometimes people have different ways of going about being abstinent, but the way I've done it is I never had a relationship before, and my first kiss I saved for my husband. So, and it's so much more meaningful, but I believe that, you know, if you do get into a relationship, you should really, like, one of my questions here also is, like, before you start a relationship, should you tell them what you wanted, that you want to wait until after marriage to have sex? I think if you do get into a relationship and you do kiss or whatever, that it should be clear, like, to where you want to go, and then to have that limit there, because otherwise it'll lead. It's very clear, you know, it happens all the time.
You know, to be parents until you're married, you want to finish high school, because a lot of times girls who have sex, you know, they mind, they get messed up, they want to commit suicide, they want to do things like that because it's an emotional state that comes along with sex.
Sexually pure until I'm married. I understand that this commitment includes not only technical virginity, but all other areas of physical or sexual involvement, which I know and my heart are against my own conscience and well-being. I shall make it my goal to keep my mind and body physically and mentally sexually pure. I will also commit to remain totally drug-free, including all forms of alcohol, tobacco, illicit drugs, and inhalants.
They want about my goals, but I know it's something they can't say. I want to live, this is my life that I'm trying to live, this is my life that I want to live, you can't stop me, this is my life that I want to live, this is my life that I'm trying to live, this is my life that I want to live, you can't stop me.
Some people go around doing dumb things just to get a reputation, they ain't out of game, but
it's not gonna work for me, cause I just wanna live my life. But some people may think it's silly, and I don't really care, because when I reach the top, I'm not gonna stop, cause I know that I want to shine.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen and students, and welcome. My name is Leonard Booker, and I am the health and physical education teacher at Stuart Hobson Middle School. My students are involved in the Ultra Teen Choice program. I'm excited about this program, and so are my students. There are two important reasons why I'm excited about this program. First, I think that the founders of the Ultra Teen Choice program, my students and I, are turning a negative peer pressure into a positive peer support and peer counseling. Our older and stronger teens are counseling their peers how and why they should say no to drugs, sex, and unbecoming behavior. Each group is very enthusiastic about the program. Second, the Ultra Teen Choice program gives parents and teachers an opportunity to dream of a better life for our young people. we can once again dream of a life for our young people that are free. Free to enjoy childhood that is filled with funny and giggly things teens enjoy doing. Free from worry about adult things. Free from trying to raise a child while they themselves are maturing and discovering themselves and their world. Free to dream of that first date, first prom, high school graduation, college, a career, and yes, marriage. The whole nine yards. Free to be all that they can be. Today's youth are victims of HIV, AIDS, sexually transmitted diseases, sex outside of marriage, tobacco, alcohol, and drug use. Many health experts believe that some of the health problems can be curtailed through education. Thus, the Ultra Teen Choice programs helps students to be successful by choosing abstinence from sex outside of marriage and abstinence from drugs and alcohol use. Ultra Teen Choice provides a comprehensive program for middle school and high school students. The Ultra Teen Choice program is designed to provide students with knowledge, attitudes, and skills to make healthy, responsible, respectful, and life-enhancing decisions related to human growth and development, relationships, alcohol, and other drugs, and also mental health. Instruction is seen as a partnership among parents and guardians, the school and the community in supporting the learning essential to the development of strong families, positive relationships, and a healthy community. This morning, I have told you about the Ultra Teen Choice program, a new idea, a new concept, a new commitment to our youth. With your help and support, we can make these dreams a reality. To paraphrase the words of a wise man, Ultra Teen Choice will be what we make it. Thank you.
I think this is, if we can make this program across the board, even as far as trying to have it as part of the curriculum in all DC public schools, it will do tremendous justice for students, not only for the benefit of the students, but for the whole community and the school.
Hey, that's the Star Leadership Club at Duke Ellington School of Arts. So the Urban Life Training web portal can be found at urbanlifetraining.org. All of our presentations, videos, trainings are available by subscription at urbanlifetraining.org. And all local chapters of Urban Life Training will have access to these materials for the $100 yearly chapter fee. And parents can also subscribe themselves, you know, to use the materials themselves for $50 a year. And schools can subscribe too for $200 per year. So everything's available and it's a decentralized model. So conclusion is that a revolution of abstinence-centered education must be conducted beginning from each local school. Concerned parents and others can conduct this revolution themselves by forming local chapters of Urban Life Training. In collaboration with interested schools, local Urban Life Training chapters can conduct this revolution. Won't you join us? Amen. So that's my second presentation. Well, I'd like to open it up for any questions or comments about this part, what I was just talking about, if you have any thoughts on it or your response. I guess you could call it a response. I was like, no, what people are thinking, like, it's good, it's bad, it's doable, or whatever. I'd love to hear what you have to say or any questions. Okay, Stacy will make a comment. Stacy or
Yeah, it's definitely a need because the culture these days is not abstinence. That's not popular. So there's a need to get that word out.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. So one thing I want to share is, so one of the ways we get students involved is that we'll give the classroom presentations and then we'll give them a evaluation and ask them if they'd like to join a club. And then about typically 20% will say yes, and about 10% will come. And so those students can, one of the main activities of the club is doing peer counseling in addition to other activities you saw in the video. and then they can positively influence the other students. So I think it's a no-brainer, but it takes involved people, obviously, to do it. But I think we shouldn't wait around. There are some like national programs and stuff, but you know, I won't count on that. I think it has to be a grassroots. So our model is very grassroots, you know, to be done locally. Lila, you had a comment or question?
Yeah, I just felt like, wow, Richard and Stacy, you guys are doing a lot of things for your community. You know, it was inspiring to see all those young people. And also I want to share that, you know, my husband, because he's a longtime abstinence teacher, we are trying to do it in our own level because we're concerned about our kids and their friends. And so I guess we start on that level, like, you know, taking care of their friends, taking care of my kids, and inviting their friends to attend the workshop, abstinence workshop that my husband is doing, like, you know, every time he finds time from his job. And so, yeah, I think we're gonna, like you said, it should start from the grassroots. So I think we will do that, you know. And Jamal wants to say something.
Okay.
All I can say is, my life that I want to live, this is my life. My life that I want to live, this is my life, my life, my life, my. That was so catchy. I heard that one time, and I'm like, oh, that's good. Because anyway, so part of our abstinence workshops are poetry development why? Because Hooked on Phonics, you repeat something with music and, you know, and the message will carry if the message is, you know, crafted well. You know, you got to bring all your literary devices into play, and, you know, rhythm and, you know, all, like real art, and try to find the best voices and the most convicted people. And because, you know, classroom is not enough. So like the one thing in that presentation is like this girl. And it's infectious. So you can see the other kids rocking to the music. And I'm like, you know, we have to have a multi-pronged approach to this education. And I was also very inspired by that girl's energy. And I think I know other people be inspired by that girl's energy. And you know, you teaching them what it is and them flipping it back in their own cultural expressions. Very powerful give and take between you and your students. And it made me just want to take snips from that and do a promo video for you, Richard. So, thank you very much.
Thank you, Crystal. Yeah, it's good. I thank you very much for joining today, and those who are joining online and in person here. And I think this is this is an ongoing. We've had, I think now this is the basically fifth forum. We're planning two more this year. I think we just like, I'm very action oriented. So I was trying to lay out today. This is practically, yes, spiritually, this is a foundation. I think that's super important. So I do invite you again to join the Inpatient Principle Study. Tomorrow, you can join online or in person here. And in your packet, we have a speech by Reverend Samuel Moon, and that you'll get a good understanding of what he's talking about. Because those things really inform us. What our worldview is makes a difference. And of course, God is involved in politics. How could he not be? But it's not politics that's subjective over God, but God is subjective over politics. That's what it's supposed to be. And that is what's going to be happening. There's no other way forward, I believe. So I will, I'm going to take this opportunity to conclude the forum today. I want to thank you all for joining. We are recording it, so we'll make it available. And let's continue the discussion. Let's form these abstinence center clubs everywhere, like you're doing, Lila and Jamal, in homes and schools. And, you know, we don't have to wait around for the government to fund it. That's fine if they come up with any. Good luck these days, right? But anyway, we'll do it ourselves, you know, from the grassroots up. Okay, so thank you for joining. God bless you. And we will see you next time.